K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, my name's Angie.
Howdy, Angie.
Hi, Angie.
It's me and Fry. What are you doing?
Not too much. I'm just calling you guys because I know you do the second date thing, and I went on this date with a guy named Jeff. I met him through some mutual friends, and, you know, we were Facebooking and texting, and we seemed to really hit it off, so we had a date. We went to get chicken wings, and I thought the date went really, really well. You know, he's cute, really, like, there was no awkward lulls in conversation. I brought my daughter to the date, and he was really cool with it. He's also a single parent, and I thought we had a ton in common. And then, you know, after that, I just never heard back from him. He won't answer my text, and he unfriended me on Facebook.
Ow!
Unfriended is never a good sign.
Ow.
I know, and I have no idea what I did or, you know, what happened, because I thought, if you ask me, it was like a great first date.
It doesn't make sense, Fry.
Well, it doesn't make sense. Well, did you say his name? I did not catch it. What's his name?
His name is Jeff.
Jeff? All right, Angie, hold on a second here. We're going to throw you on hold. We'll get his number off the air. We'll call him. We'll see what he's got to say and why he defriended you.
Okay, thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Angie, how old's your little girl?
She's 9 months.
Oh, a little one.
Hey.
Babies are cute.
All right, hold on a second here. I only got one digit left. All right, Angie, real quiet, okay?
Hello.
Hi there. We're looking for a gentleman named Jeff.
This is him.
Hey, Jeff. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you doing this
morning?
What's
up, Jeff?
I am doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We have a question for you that's only going to take a few minutes of your time. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Shoot.
Jeff, we got a call from somebody asking for our help, and it's got to do with you, buddy.
That's kind of wide open, Fry. He's probably going, huh?
What? Well, here's the deal. We got a call from somebody we understand you went on a date with, went and got some chicken wings. Angie called us. She said that you guys, you know, she thought you both had a great time, but you unfriended her on Facebook, and she hasn't heard anything from you and was just curious what happened. So we told her we'd look into it.
It's kind of harsh there, Jeffrey.
Yeah, okay. I honestly had a great time with Angie, and she before we met up, she texted me and said that her babysitter couldn't make it and asked if she could bring her daughter along for the date, and, you know, no problem. If anyone gets it, it's me. I have kids. You know, no problem. So we get to the date, and Angie, I mean, honestly, she looked beautiful, and her daughter was adorable and really well-behaved, and everything was going good. Her daughter, Ellie, sat in a car seat in the booth while we ordered dinner and talked, and it was going great. And kind of as things continued, her daughter got a little bit fussy, which I understand.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't bug me at all that she brought her daughter on the date. So she gets fussy and checks to see if she needs a diaper change, doesn't need one, kind of comes to the conclusion that she's hungry and asks me if I mind. And I said, of course not. You know, I've given a bunch of bottles in restaurants. And then she just takes Ellie out of the car seat and starts nursing her right there in the restaurant.
Well, that's no big deal. Come on, Jeff. Women do that all the time and nobody knows. You know?
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Well,
you seem very hesitant.
It's just that there was no blanket. Or
yeah,
it was like we were just talking. There was no blanket. There was no anything. Just nursing right there in front of me, in front of everybody. It was a little bit much.
Like naked boob?
Like both of them?
No, just one. But we were just talking, and then she whips out her boob and starts going. It was too much.
Excuse me. You are not going to make me feel ashamed about my body and feeding my daughter. Breastfeeding is totally natural and totally normal.
Jeff, that's Angie, not me.
Yeah, Jeff, that is Angie. She was just kind of listening in to see what you had to say.
Wonderful. Well, Angie, I know that it's a very natural thing, and I'm as a parent, I think it's great to take care of your kid, but there's ways to do it. And to just pull it out in front of, it makes everyone uncomfortable, including me. I just think it's wrong to do it out there in front of everyone. To say that it's natural, that's right, but there's ways to do it. There's blankets, there's, you know, give me a second, I'll be right back.
Was there a problem with the scenery?
With what?
Was there a problem with the scenery, or, you know, how was everything?
It was great. There was no Indy involved.
No, but I see what... Well, Angie, is this your first child?
Yeah, she's my first baby, and, you know, I feel sad that Jeff is so puritanical and closed off. You know, we all have been there and been, you know, nursed by our moms, and I just think I'm not going to feel ashamed, and I hate being told by men and every other mother, like, how to do things. I'm going to do, you know, what I think is right, and, you know, it's just a boob. Like, it's not...
Exactly.
That was the first date.
I guess there's no mystery anymore.
I'm going to be myself the first date because this is who I am, and I'm not going to, like, surprise you later. That's what I do. If you can't handle that, then I guess you did the right thing in not calling me back.
I guess so. I mean, it's the first date. There has to be some kind of buffer period for that kind of stuff.
Well, maybe we can help since that was the first date, right, Fry?
Exactly. If you guys would like to try another date, we will send you out to maybe like Young's Dairy
or something
like that. No, give you something to eat in a limo somewhere if you guys would want to go on a second date. We'll buy.
Jeff?
I think that I'm okay. We seem to differ on the opinion whether this is okay. I think it's wrong and makes people uncomfortable.
So that's a no for
you? I don't know. Jeff is clearly uptight and has some kind of like body shame issues with his mom that he has to work out.
So that's nose all around.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty much
cut and dried, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Angie. I mean, now you know, right?
Yes, thank you. Now I know what I'm not missing out on.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see you out and about.
No, Fry. No. No, Fry. Jeff, we're sorry.
Jeff.
I understand
that's
how.
Okay. No, that's all right.
Normally, Fry pays to see that.
That's
but you know
true.
Hey, I'm just,
exactly.
Well, take care, guys. Good luck to you.
Thank you.